This is Global Voices Radio.
Yes, Paul Nelson.
The conventional wisdom regarding local economies these days is to get on the good side of a large corporation and bribe them to keep or move jobs to your state or city. States are routinely offering financial incentives of up to $300,000 per job created. Community economy specialist Michael Schumann sees a better way. He's a fan of small, community-owned corporations.
Number one, they are wealth generators for many generations. Number two, unlike a privately owned business with global ambitions, they're not going to punch a hole in your economy and destroy your tax base. And number three, and most significantly, you can raise labor and environmental standards. And locally owned business is likely to adapt rather than flee.
Michael Schumann's the author of Going Local, Creating Self-Reliant Communities in a Global Age. He says to keep money in the community and take advantage of the multiplier effect, some towns have created local currency, which protects them from corporate giants like Walmart.
Because Walmart is pulling money out of the community, they have no place to spend the local currency. But if a business is actually plugged into the local community, if, for example, it's buying inputs locally or it's paying local personnel, and that's a big part of their budget, they'll take local currency because they have ways to use it.
For libertarians and Republicans who want the federal government off the back of businesses, or liberal Democrats and bioregionalists who want to see governments be more responsive to local and social concerns, Michael Schumann seems to have been tracking a winning solution for us all. The author of Going Local, Creating Self-Reliant Communities in a Global Age is our guest today, and our chat begins in just a moment.
This is Global Voices Radio.
This program originally aired in June of 2003.